Carl, it's always going to be an interesting 48 hours here at Olympia, but from a professional point of view, how pleased are you with winning tonight?
I'm very happy with that. This time last year, it took me another 24 hours to get to that point of getting him round the ring, sort of quite relaxed. This year happened one day earlier today. You know, Charlotte beat me last year. And so I'd be very happy with that. I think my score, you know, I can improve on that score as well. You know, I need to ride a little bit more attacking for very high points, which I totally understand. But, you know, this is the stepping stone to tomorrow. I wanted a nice, clear round, a relaxed ride. And he's a very, you know, for what he is and, you know, how spooky he is, he's becoming a very reliable horse.
A couple of talented Dutchmen lurking in behind, so you know you've got to be on your game.
Yeah, no, I can't rest with them. And, I mean, Hans Peter, winner of the World Cup last year, so it'll be interesting for me to go against him. You know, because he gets some very good points in a difficult freestyle. My freestyle is very difficult. I just have to pull it off. So you know, it's always different when you feel you're further ahead. But of course, I'm not with him only 1% behind me in the Grand Prix.
There is a sideshow going on here. Farewell to Vallejo. Yeah. Is that a distraction for you, or from a competitive point of view, or is it something you're enjoying?
Yes, I suppose I'm enjoying it. I'm probably the only one. From a point of view of, I said to Charlotte on Sunday when we were leaving, I said, you know, I think I'm probably the only one that's not going to cry because I'm quite happy it's all over. And I mean that in the nicest possible way, as in, you know, it's, we've talked about it for so long. It's taken a lot of, you know, decision making and the right ones, we hope. And there has been a lot of pressure with it, and I haven't slept for, you know, days really since really like getting prepared for this. And, you know, because I know that it's going to be very emotional for Charlotte, particularly for everybody else and Vallejo's owners as well, not forgetting them. You know, I mean, he's played such a huge part of British dressage, so it is going to be a strange week, to say the least. But I'll be quite pleased when the week's over, for the right reasons.
He doesn't know what's going on. He looks well.
Yeah, he looks amazing, doesn't he? And I mean, you know, the comments that has been come through from tonight are, what on earth are you retiring that horse when he looks like that? And I totally get what everyone's saying. He looks $1 million. This is his show, though. I mean, he's always performed. He loves that, going in that atmosphere. I mean, the more they clap and scream, the better he goes. And he's won here all the time as well. You know, I mean, he's been very successful here. And he just does know it. I mean, he just loves this place, as does Charlotte.
Hey, good night if you go and win as well.
Yeah, it's not really worth thinking about just yet, is it? Because I've got another night. I'd like to actually get some sleep tonight without thinking about that. Of course it would be. It would be a great, I mean, can you imagine the Christmas for us at home if that happened for the yard and everything? It would be just tremendous.
We want it. Good luck.
Thank you.